The proposed contract for nearly $359,000 would provide free transit service in electric vehicles for short-distance trips within Park City boundaries. But as council member Cindy Matsumoto noted, they got an earful from owners of private taxi services.
We wanted to bring them into the conversation more and postponed a vote on whether we would go forward with that program for a couple weeks so that we could further the discussion was the response. Our goals were to use electric cars to, you know, reduce emissions and to have, you know, originally we talked about it was more that last mile to get to the bus stop and stuff. But, you know, the pilot program was going to be in the downtown area. And the taxi cabs had a lot of concerns about it taking away their business.
They put out a request for proposal and got four responses. All of them discussed using Tesla electric vehicles in their plans.
Well, people that got up and spoke felt that it was a big factor, sort of like, oh, a Tesla in Park City, you know, you're so fancy. But, you know, the real key there was to have an electric vehicle and cut down on our carbon footprint. And I guess the Tesla offers a very good deal for leasing those items. And so all the companies that responded to our RFP did suggest that they use Teslas. So, but there was some backlash just for that brand.
She said they've heard support for the downtowner concept, but until the item returns to council at the end of June, it will reach out to business people and other sectors of the community. She said their aim is to get transit into some neighborhood pockets within the city.
We are looking to maybe use smaller vehicles to get in there and get people to the bus line or go through neighborhoods that don't have as much demand or, you know, at different times and use our bigger buses on more demanding routes. And the transportation department thought, even though that is a big price tag, $68,000, they thought that it was economical, that it would actually save money in the long run.
Park City Council Member Cindy Matsumoto. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.